Dean Richards joins us now with entertainment news, and it's all sunshine for Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton, isn't it?
Yeah, no surprise that they announced their engagement yesterday, but they made it official. They met on the TV show The Voice, and yesterday posted on Instagram a lovey-dovey picture, Stefani saying, "Yes, please," and Shelton's Instagram post saying, "Thank you for saving my 2020 and the rest of my life."
How about that?
Very sweet. No word on when they'll tie the knot yet.
Jon Stewart is making a comeback. What is he going to be doing?
Yeah, he is signed up with Apple TV Plus to host a new show that will begin sometime next year. Each hour of the show, it's an hour-long weekly show, will explore a single topic. So very similar to what John Oliver is doing on HBO, national events, current events, as well as some of the advocacy work that Jon Stewart has been working on, primarily working for 9/11 survivors. He's been very, very active with that. There will be a podcast that'll go with it all, and Apple TV Plus has already ordered multiple seasons of the show, so they are expecting to stick with it for a while. We don't know. They really haven't said if it's going to be a comedy kind of approach that we know Jon Stewart from his 16 years on The Daily Show, or whether it's going to be a little more serious in tone. I would guess, just because it's Jon Stewart, that it's going to be somewhat of a comedy approach to the whole thing that's earned him multiple Peabody Awards and multiple Emmy Awards for his work on Comedy Central.
We haven't seen a lot of him, but he's been doing a lot of behind-the-scenes things and writing and directing, hasn't he?
Yeah, he directed a couple of films. He did a movie about the kind of the Iranian Jon Stewart, the guy who in the Middle East was doing a nightly comedy news show, who was put under house arrest in very different circumstances than what's happened with Jon Stewart and his crew doing that. But he also directed that movie, can't remember what it's called now, Irresistible, I think it was called, about kind of like the inner workings of political campaigns with Steve Carell, among others. It's a really good movie. And could not be more timely with the election coming up on Tuesday that explores what all sides of the political spectrum do when they're running campaigns, you know, kind of looking behind the curtain of all the TV commercials that you're seeing, all the public things that you're seeing, the inner workings behind the scenes of what makes it happen.
Yeah, Irresistible. Jon Stewart, one smart guy for
yep,
sure.
Yep.
Okay, now to the cancellations and delays department. Unfortunately, we got a couple of things to report here, don't we?
Well, we've got the Aretha Franklin movie that was, this is the third time now that it's being delayed. It was supposed to come out first earlier this year, and then it got pushed back to January 15th of next year, and now yesterday they've announced that the movie Respect will not be coming out at least until August of 2021. This is the one that stars Jennifer Hudson. I'm told that the movie is done. It's finished. But no movie studio wants to put any movies out because nobody, well, especially now with all the new restrictions that are coming out this week, really nobody is going to be going anywhere. But people were just not comfortable going to the theaters. So the studios, you know, don't want to essentially waste these movies by putting them out there and nobody's going to see them. So the Aretha Franklin movie gets in line with Wonder Woman, 1984, and the new James Bond movie, and so many others now that are all being delayed because of the pandemic. You may remember before Aretha passed away, she handpicked Jennifer Hudson to play her in this life story. And I'm told that Jennifer is really great.
I'll bet.
And the thing that really gets me is now, because this movie is not going to come out at least until August of next year, means it's not going to be eligible for Academy Award consideration for this year. Maybe next year. But, you know, everybody was saying that Jennifer was so great, she was sure to get a nomination for sure in this.
And did Zanies have to cancel their shows because of the new restrictions?
That's what I'm told, yeah, because of the new restrictions on going out and, you know, public places. The one-sentence statement from Zanies on this is, due to the new Chicago COVID regulations from the governor's office, shows at Zanies in Chicago will be canceled beginning Friday. So if you're planning on going to any of the club in Chicago, on Wall Street at least in particular, don't look forward to going starting this Friday when the new regulations take effect.
It's almost 8:21. Entertainment news from Dean Richards. And so is this Saved by the Bell deal? Is that a movie that's coming out?
This, you will be happy to hear, will be a new TV series that will begin, that you can watch every single week. This is kind of like that Full House reboot that they did, where they brought back some of the original characters. The kids on the show are now adults, so, you know, they're sort of driving the plot lines now. For the Saved by the Bell reboot, it's a new TV series. There are many of the originals that are back. Zach Kelly, Jesse, A.C. Slater is back with and without shirt. I actually started laughing out loud in the trailer that they put out yesterday. Of course, they had to have one scene with Mario Lopez, A.C. Slater, without his shirt on.
Yeah.
That's kind of signature for the show, I guess. But now Zach is governor of California. You know, so the originals are back in kind of regular and semi-regular roles. But the show is driven by their kids and the high school kids now at good old Bayside High. So the show is supposed to be coming out the day before Thanksgiving on the Peacock streaming service. And Screech is not in it. Sorry, Bob.
I was watching Masterpiece Theater, so I'll have to catch up on
Screech,
all this.
Screech is also not in Masterpiece Theater. Lisa Turtle also is not one of the originals, not back in the show as well. And if you want to see the trailer, it's all over social media right now. You can go on YouTube and see it.
I am not familiar with director Kevin Smith. Tell us about him and your interview with
him.
Yeah,
well, Kevin Smith is, I guess you might call him maybe one of the most successful independent film directors. He is also an actor and probably most famous for his series playing one half of Jay and Silent Bob, these two kind of stoner characters that were first introduced in the movie Clerks back in 1994. There were several Clerks movies. There have been several Jay and Silent Bob projects through the years. This the whole Jay and Silent Bob thing has a real cult following. And Kevin Smith and his partner, Jason, who is Jay in the movie, are coming to the McHenry Outdoor Theater drive-in for a big special event. They're going to be doing their live stage show this coming Sunday, November the 1st. The tickets are still available for that. But I spent a little time yesterday afternoon talking with Kevin on a Zoom chat. We talked about the movie. We talked about the staying power of these two really kind of loser, stoner, lovable characters that have been around for what, over 25 years now. Their popularity just keeps growing and growing. We talked about Kevin's tremendous weight loss. He lost 65 pounds. He had a massive heart attack 2 years ago. And, you know, talked to me a little bit about how life-changing that was for him. You look great. You look so healthy. I assume everything's going great.
So far, so good, man. The heart attack, I mean, I've said before, is honestly the best thing that happened to me. You want to talk about a wake-up call. Like, you know, I would have kept eating the way I was eating and probably would have wound up in an early grave. And I almost did, like, 2.5 years ago. 3 years, it'll be in February. I had a widowmaker that where, you know, the doctor was like, you have an 80% chance of dying. I'm going to put you in the 20% because I'm good at my job. And he disappeared into my crotch, went up through my femoral artery and saved my life. And after that, I went 180. I dropped every single animal food product and whatnot. So no dairy, no meat, no cheese. And I went full plant-based, full vegan. And so then the weight started falling off. I put exercise into it, but I was always going out and hiking and stuff like that. But, you know, I was putting in more calories than I was burning off. So when people are like, oh, you look good, what happened? You tell them like, oh, I went vegan. And that turns a lot of people off. Like right away, they're like, vegan? Well, now I'm eating three times as much meat to make up for that. And you're like, what?
Big negative impact of apparently telling people that you've gone vegan.
I guess.
But he looks great. He does look extremely healthy. And, you know, I guess having a massive heart attack like that, the so-called Widowmaker, would do it for you. He is such an interesting person. He's got very interesting things to say about the movie industry right now. What the movie industry is probably headed for during this pandemic period. We're going to play the full interview this coming weekend on my Sunday show. So if you're Jay and Silent Bob fan, you'll definitely want to tune in for that.
Kevin Smith. Yeah, he sounds like an interesting guy. By the way, thanks for the tip, Dean. I watched Sacha Baron Cohen with Stephen Colbert on YouTube last night.
Isn't that
great? from the other night. Yeah, fascinating.
Really interesting interview.
What he goes through to make those movies, yeah. It's unbelievable.
I give him credit. I said this in my review that, you know, there's the 12-year-old boy in me that thinks that his antics are they're so juvenile and so sophomore. But part of me thinks that's funny. Mm-hmm. I'm a little embarrassed at how funny I think the Borat character is. But, part of me is just amazed at the complete courage that he has.
That's right.
To pull off some of the stunts that he does.
A bonus edition of the Dean Richards Sunday Radio Show this afternoon, and that'll be between 1 and 4. You are doing the Anna DeVlantis show
filling
today,
in for
right?
Anna today, and I'm super excited because we're going to have a live conversation with Phil Rosenthal from the travel and food series that's running on Netflix, Somebody Feed Phil, which is, I think, one of the best food and travel series that there is. They're starting season 4 on Netflix this weekend, and Phil will join us at 1:30 today.
We shall be listening, and we'll talk to you here tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Bob.